We continue to learn Lili Nishmas Yosef ben Moshe Zalman. We're in Brachos Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet. Shlosha she'achlu ke'echad. Three people ate together. Einon rasha'in lechalek. They're not permitted to separate. What does that mean? They should have a zimun together. Of course, if three people eat together, they should not separate. Of course, they should join together in a zimun. The Gemara raises an obvious question. We've already learned at the beginning of the Perek that shlosha she'achlu ke'echad chayovin lezamein. We say if three people eat together, they have an obligation to join in a zimun. So why does the Mishnah here have to give, you know, the negative? They're not permitted to separate. That's the same thing as saying they're obligated to have a zimun. So what's this Mishnah teaching us? There are several possibilities. We'll discuss two. Number one, the Gemara mentions that the possibility is that the Mishnah is teaching us like this. Three people sit down together. They have yet to start eating. They didn't wash yet. They're sitting down, or maybe they washed, but didn't make hamotzi yet. So the Mishnah, if they ate together already, they ate their bread, so then chayav and lezamin, they have an obligation to make a zimun. But let's say they didn't start eating yet, but they sat down together. So that's our Mishnah. That's Mishnah saying if three people are about to sit together, ain on rashon lecholik, they're not permitted to separate, because once they've decided to join together to eat, they should eat together and bench together with a zimun. Possibility number two, we could say like this. Three people who ate from the same challah, the same bread, so chayavin lezamin. That's the beginning of the perek. But this Mishnah is teaching us shlosha she'achlu ke'echad. Three people, each one has had his own sandwich. So maybe I would have thought, so these people have a chiyuv and a zimun. No, the Mishnah is here teaching me einan rashayin lecholek. They're not permitted to separate. Meaning, I would not have known that there's an absolute obligation of a zimun unless they're all eating from the same bread. Here's the Mishnah teaching me, even if they're each eating from their own bread, einan rashayin lecholek, they're not permitted to separate. Then the Mishnah continues and says, v'chein arba, the same thing would be true if you have four people, v'chein chamisha, and same with five, but shisha nechalokin. But if you have six people who are eating together, so they can separate, technically they're allowed to separate because you're going to have a zimun in each group, ad asara, and that works until 10. V'asara, and if I have 10 people, eino nechalokin, they're not permitted to separate. I have 10, I have 11, I have 12, I have 17, they should still join together, cannot separate. I'd see you estrim until you have 10. Once I have 10, then the two groups, even if they separate, each of them can say not only Nivarech, but Nivarech Lelokeinu. So then they were permitted to separate once you have 20. Perek, Zayin Mishnah, hey, last Mishnah of this Perek, Shtechavu Rosha Yo'ochlos B'Vayzachod. Two groups are eating in the same house, but they're eating as separate groups. They're both eating a meal, both eating bread. So can they join together as a Zimun? So the Mishnah says, Bizman shemiksasan rowin elu es elu, if, you know, even if some of them, from each group, one from each group is able to see each other from where they're sitting, right? One group is in the living room, one group is eating in the dining room. So if they can see, even if a couple, maybe a wall's blocking, so a couple of people can't see each other, but if some can, hara elu mitstar from lezimun, they can join together as a zimun, vimla, but if they can, no one can see each other, even though they're in the same room or same house, Elum is Amnin La'atzman, this group makes it their own independent Zimun, the Elum is Amnin La'atzman. And this group makes its own individual Zimun. Now, the Rishonim debate, interestingly, what this the case is talking about. Some Rishonim say that this two Chaburos could actually be, let's say, two groups where each group only had two people. So what we're saying is that these two groups, if let's say one of each group can see the other one, they can join together those four people. Now they have more than three. They can make a zimun together, even though they're on other sides of the room. There's also some of the people, one of each group can see each other. And others say, no, that's not what the Mishnah's talking about. And if you have that, you have two people on one side in the dining room or two people in the living room, and they're eating completely separate, they can never join together in a zimun. It's when we have, let's say, six people. We have groups where each one has its own zimun. So then the Mishnah is teaching us that, yes, indeed, they can join together as a zimun. Each group can join together if they like. And the Mishnah continues, Ein mevarchen al hayayin she'yitein l'socho mayim, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. You're not permitted to make a bracha on wine until you put in water. What does this mean? So Rabbi Eliezer believes that wine, if you have just wine and wine was not diluted at all, so that's not considered, people don't normally drink that. And it still has the status of fruit, believe it or not. You would make borei priyo eitz on that. Once you dilute it, then it becomes wine, and then you make shahakol. But Rabbi Chachamim Omri Mevarachin, Chachamim say, no, you can make Berpi Hagafen even on yain she'eno mazuk, even on wine that has not been diluted. But nonetheless, the Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Eliezer that the cup of Birkas HaMazon, you're not going to make a Berpi Hagafen on it until you put water in it, you dilute it, because that needs a mitzvah min hamuvchar.